Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff. Welcome this week to In the Kitchen. Each week we spend an hour in the kitchen of one of Kansas City's many celebrated chefs. We select a featured product, we prepare it, offer some cooking techniques, and then present it, pair it with a drink, and then have a chat with the chef behind the scenes about his or her personal journey to this profession. In the Kitchen also has a companion website. That's at InTheKitchenWithBonnie.com. The web component is shot in high definition to offer high-end visuals for the food products and preparation. So when you visit the site, you'll be able to retrieve those show segments on demand. This week, In the Kitchen with me, we have Selena Teo. She is the executive chef and owner of Julian's. Selena, welcome, and thank you for inviting me into your kitchen.
My pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about the concept, and I should tease our audience a bit. We are going to be preparing crispy pork with summer succotash and a bacon vinaigrette. This is an amazing dish, and it's one of Selena's signature dishes. She's going to show us and tell us how to do it. But let's talk a little bit about Julian's. What is the concept for your restaurant?
The whole concept behind Julian really was to be able to provide chef-driven food and local products and deliver that without it being an entire evening experience. I truly believe that people have other things going on in their lives. They've got work. They've got children. They have movies to go to. They don't need to spend 3 hours at dinner. So I'm there to provide chef-driven food, you know, and just do it quickly.
So we have fine dining, but we don't take all evening doing it. And of course, you have those multiple responsibilities in your life. You are the restaurateur, and you are a mommy, and that darling little girl was with us when we were doing the shoot. Mm-hmm. So how are you managing all those components in your life?
Well, I really like being challenged, so I just enjoy doing it. I'm a worker. I love doing it. I do have the luxury, since I own the restaurant, that I can bring Maya in with me anytime. So she really enjoys being there. I love having her around. You know, the servers are used to dodging her when they're working sometimes. And I think even the guests are even used to her at this point.
So it does have that family feel to it. How did you come to this concept of Julian?
It was really something that a place that I wanted to go to. Like, why can I not get a great meal and have it be done quickly with a team that cares about what they're doing and with chef and owner or a team that cares about the products that they're serving and trying to use, you know, local products when and where they can, and make it a place where you can bring your toddler and have them, you know, people often ask, do you have a kids menu? My daughter eats anything off of the menu.
That was amazing. And she wanted to eat a mango instead of a
lollipop.
That was sweet enough. Mm-hmm. So, and you also have an outdoor dining space. So a variety of environments that would suit your mood or perhaps the event that you were trying to create when you went to dinner or lunch.
Absolutely. I mean, we have the outdoor patio, which we're getting ready to expand. And also the inside, it's separated into smaller rooms. So really, at any time, even a couple tables, the place really has an energy and a neighborhood feel. And it's just really meant to be feel-good food in a casual atmosphere.
So I would like to talk about the birth of Julian, because it is a business in addition to being a restaurant. Some people have corporate backing or a patron or a huge savings account. And I think your journey has been a very courageous one. So do you mind sharing it with us?
Well, because I had none of that.
Okay. That simplifies it, doesn't it?
Yes. I really just, it was just something I wanted to do. You know, I kind of modeled after that Lyle Lovett song. What would you be if you didn't even try? You have to try. So,
Or what would you do if you weren't afraid?
That's right. You know, and I like challenging myself. So I just wanted to go out there and do it. And that trust in myself had to be a lot, because I did it with my own money. I didn't have, like you said, somebody that likes dining that just has a lot of money and is just willing to have that under their
investment.
Absolutely.
Sure, sure.
And so it's even more, and obviously I have more pride in what I do because I really did it from the ground up with the help of my team.
And so your team members, I know your dad has been a part of this. You talked about just grab my credit cards and...
Monetarily, my dad helped me out and maxed all my credit cards. Yeah. Absolutely.
In many ways, yes. And maxed your credit cards and made Julian's. How old is Julian now?
Will be one on September 26th.
That's an incredible birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So you talked about seasonal, and I know that that's a big part of what you do there. And in an earlier conversation, we were talking about Chateau Milk.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk a little bit about your relationship with the growers and the food makers in this area and how that plays into the menu and what we experience when we're at the table at Julian.
I really try to reach out to as many local vendors as I can because my first thought is, of course, I want to support local growers and vendors here. But I would argue that they're far superior than what I could get anywhere else anyway.
Because
Chateau Milk is because of the care and the passion that they have is the same passion that we have in our kitchen when we're preparing the food they have, when they're growing the vegetables, when they're roasting the coffee beans, when they're brewing the beer, when they're making the milk. It's the same passion and it translates and you can taste the difference for sure.
So because this is somebody that you know, it is a face-to-face relationship. What is the impact we've had chefs say, well, I find out what's growing or how much there is. Is that something that happens for you as well with the local growers?
Absolutely. Of course, we know the average growing season mm-hmm. and what we should be having season to season. And we do 4 major menu changes a year.
So you are a seasonal concept there.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But in addition to that, every Sunday, we don't have any set menu. You just come on in. It's called Sunday Family Meal. And you just get what we're cooking. It's $3 for 3 courses for $30, 4 courses for $34. And the menu is... when I jumped on the farmer's truck, when they came by, I just grabbed what I could grab and what they had, and I just made dinner out of it. And that's really what Sunday Family Meal is all about.
So each Sunday, and what time of day does that?
5:30 to 9 on every Sunday. And of course, any dietary restrictions or major food aversions are accommodated.
Sure.
But otherwise, you just get what we're cooking. And it's really a great concept because a lot of people have come in and said, I would have never, ever ordered carrot soup in my entire life. And it was one of the most delicious soups I've ever had. So it really helps people to explore and try new things. And I think after a while, most people, since I've been in Kansas City for nearly 10 years now, Kansas Cityans are starting to trust me as a chef, I hope.
I think that they are.
So it's fun.
So carrot soup. And so you're inspired by what's coming in off the truck. Mm-hmm. It's local. It's fresh. Many times it's organic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
mm-hmm.
of them are committed to sustainable.
Absolutely.
And that drives your menu. And in particular, Sunday dinner, which is for many families, I think, a family tradition. It's a time of gathering.
That's right.
And you've continued that tradition with the way you prepare that dish.
Because to me, on the days that you're supposed to spend with your family mm-hmm. and really appreciate family, you shouldn't have to be worrying about what am I going to get or worry about decisions. Because at family dinner, you just get what's given to you on the table anyway. So
feel right at home.
That's
because
right.
This is what we're having for dinner
Absolutely.
Tonight. Do you... let's talk a little bit about the kind of relationship that you have with your diners, because apparently you've made the environment comfortable enough that they can tell you what they like, they don't like, they would like that's not there. How have you created that atmosphere that feels so safe for this kind of exchange?
I really do hope that I foster that environment because I really try to touch every single table, to talk to every table when they come in.
And I've seen you do that before you knew that I was in the kitchen with Bonnie. So I can say that this is from the heart and sincere. Yes,
I do. And I walk around and because I don't want anybody leaving not happy with anything or not to their liking. So if there's something that I can fix right then and there, or if it's just I loved it and we love hearing that.
It inspires you.
Absolutely. Right? And that's part of why I loved being a chef and why I like talking to people. A lot of chefs hang out in the kitchen and became chefs because they're they're introverts, but it's kind of the opposite for me. And I really like talking to people. I'm on a first name basis with so many of my guests now because they come back so frequently.
That's has to be gratifying to see that number of repeat customers coming coming into Julian.
Absolutely.
What are some of the other things that you feel are unique about the experience of being in your restaurant?
Really, the time it takes to eat, the care that the team gives when they're preparing the food and serving the food, and the fact that everybody wants to be there and loves being there. Our entire team is happy, and we all get along, and we all enjoy each other. And that's really something that I think you can tell.
You can feel that when you come in the restaurant. I think one of the things that was also a sign of excellence for me is that when we ordered coffee at the end of our meal, it came in a French press.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is like the gold standard for how you end, or one of the gold standards for how you end a meal. It was just delicious. We're going to come back in a few moments and talk about Selena's personal journey to this profession. And we're going to be preparing, again, one of her signature dishes, which is the crispy pork with summer succotash and bacon. I also want to invite you to join us on the web at inthekitchenwithbonnie.com. You can see the chat with Chef Selena. You can also watch her preparing the signature dish, see the wine pairing, and enjoy our celebrity taster enjoying the food as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back in the kitchen with Selena.